the fires above the uprising. Borrowed from a Marx Brothers movie from 1935, the title, A Night at the Opera. It went on an album, and the band was called Queen, and it's a masterpiece. We say the word masterpiece because at the time it was earth-shattering. John, Roger, Brian, and Freddie were on a good earned hiatus at the time in 1975. It gave Freddie and the boys some time to jot down some things and write some music that was going on the next album. Well, they did, and they got into, I think, six separate studios in order to achieve it, but they certainly put it together. It ended up being an amazing run. It was a phenomenal hit in every respect. 12 tracks make up A Night at the Opera, just over the 43-minute mark in terms of total time spent listening. But, you know, I mean, it's 43 minutes of wow. Death on Two Legs was written by Freddie Mercury, and it came about as a letter, an open letter to a business contact of sorts. It was a very sharp, aggressive lyric line. Brian May, who did some backup vocals on it, was even reluctant to do it, but obviously, thankfully, did. Freddie's lazing on a Sunday afternoon kind of shows off his piano skills. High talent there, right? That transitions into Roger's I'm In Love With My Car, which ended up being on the B-side. It was an important thing because Roger wanted this to be on the B-side so bad. He locked himself in a closet in one of the studios and said he would never come out or would not come out until they all agreed that it would. They laughingly said, sure, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, Rog. Rog? Rog? John Deacon's You're My Best Friend follows that. And the reason, by the way, I'm going in succinct order is because that's the way the album should be listened to. Each song flows from one into the next intentionally. It's put together, of course, because it's a night at the opera. Brian May's 39 really starts to highlight Brian's interest in astrophysics, astronomy. It's kind of got that pseudo-science fiction feel to it and gives you an idea where he's going with that. Sweet Lady comes in after that, a three-quarter time song, and again, another Brian tune. Then it's Freddie's Seaside Rendezvous and then Brian's The Prophet song. It was inspired by a feverish bout of hepatitis on Brian May. Word has it that it was a heavy, moody piece, and it kind of goes along with how he was feeling at the time. Freddie wrote it for his then-girlfriend, a song that follows that, The Love of My Life. Brian's Good Company, and then, of course, it's Bohemian Rhapsody. If pushed and asked why, Freddie Mercury would say, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek opera mock. At the same time, a song that he put together, obviously, very seriously to get that sound. Enter DJ friend at the time, Kenny Everett. Kenny Everett was on radio, and he was the one that actually played the entire Bohemian Rhapsody over and over again, I believe dozens of times in the space of a few days. This is what kicked the whole thing into a different stratosphere. At the time, there were a few mock-ups of national anthems floating about, and it kind of all ends on Brian's God Save the Queen, or an interpretation of it. I think Brian also admired the Jimi Hendrix Experience and his ode to the American national anthem during Woodstock, and I think that's where it was penned from, or the concept came from. In the UK, Bohemian Rhapsody hit number one, I think, for 9 weeks. It was a bit of a Christmas present for the lads. And of course, it never fell back from there. Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, would return to number one spot in the UK, but a much less happier time after the passing of Freddie. Regardless, Bohemian Rhapsody is a song that is still considered the number one, or certainly in the top five rock songs individually of all time, arguably. Well, the album falls into the same genre. It certainly belongs on your shelf. It is one of the world's best rock albums of all time. And if you don't have it, get it. Play it from start to finish, succinctly, in order. Don't hit random. And you'll enjoy it. Bohemian Rhapsody and all the others. A Night at the Opera, Queen, one of the best rock albums of all time.